We don't need a Dani. They can't come back into it. They can't come into our backyard to destroy it, because they can't even get their act together to look after their own backyard. And that's the truth, because you just got to look at some of the things that are happening over there in that land, and it's not pretty. Let me tell you something that worked for us a long time ago, and it's still working. So when I was there in 1971, 72 to set up the first Aboriginal tent embassy. We stood strong then, and every step and footprint was counted for what the future is for today. And as people like yourselves that are here are still staying very strong, very, very strong for the future from what was happening then. And along the way before it, you know, we had people doing the things that we wanted done. Aboriginal people were on missions and reserves, fringe dwellers. It didn't stop us from wanting the things that are needed today for all of us, a clean living. We want our children to know, and our great-great-great-grandchildren, what we're going to leave them, that the Great Barrier Reef can be there for them forever. Not a broken down promise, the things that come from our governments of not realising the pain that they're causing that beautiful reef and the climate that we share with the rest of the world. It's not just us on the planet here in Australia. We're looking after things that are always going to be here. And for us to look behind us, when we look behind, I always say to my grandchildren and my great-grannies, I'll say, when Nana's walking, I can always look behind to know that footprint's coming up behind me, and that footprint is you. I say that to Savanti, to Christopher and Michael. You know, what are we going to do when these kids grow up, when they're in their teens, starting to realise that the future wasn't there for them? They'll be wondering why, like the reef, the Great Barrier Reef, we'll all be like that. We'll be gasping for air because the pollution of such tremendous and atrocities that will take over Australia if that mine comes into here. And the government needs to be realising that and know it. This is the most peaceful demonstration I've ever been at. I'm dumbfounded. You know. So what do we want? No dummy. What do we want? No dummy. That's what we want. No dummy. I can now say I've been here demonstrating with yous. And that's what life's all about. Forget about being white. Forget about being black. We're all one colour when it comes to saving our planet